Welcome to the Self Podcast. It's your host, Discovery Day here, and I got a guest. I got a good friend of mine from middle school, high school, even post all those things. Got the homie Lily in the building.
Hey!
How you doing?
I've been okay. Been kind of crazy, but I've been okay.
Yeah. We're definitely going to get into it. I want to start with, if you could describe yourself in three words, what words would you use?
I feel like empathetic is number one for me.
That's really funny.
Super empathetic. I feel like also recently self-aware now and very animated. Like those three, I feel
definitely
like characterize me pretty well.
It's funny you said empathetic because I wrote it for you. I was like, okay, what are three things I think of when I think of Lily? And I'm like, passionate, caring, and empathetic. I feel like you've always been really, really passionate and like caring for everyone around you, like no matter
thank you.
Who it is.
I'm glad you perceive me that way because sometimes I worry that like, people perceive me as like, I don't know if weird, but just kind of like too.
I think when we were younger and we didn't understand like what that was, we looked at it as weird. But like as I matured and looked back, I'm like, oh no, Lily was just passionate and caring about all of us. You were super empathetic about all of us. So
I care about everyone. Yeah. Like, I don't know. I feel like my heart is just so big.
No, it is.
And it could be my biggest downfall sometimes, but I'm like learning to like embrace that part.
Which is good. I feel like that's like the point of like maturing and getting older. It's like realizing shit about yourself and then being like, oh, this is why I do this. This is why I do
and
that.
And then learning to love it.
Yep. If you could describe the way your life has been going in three words, what words would you use?
Let's start with chaotic. I feel like I had two more words. Chaotic, fast.
Facts.
And clarifying, for lack of a better word.
Why those words?
I feel like when things get chaotic, they can make you realize like a lot of things. So like things go wrong and at first it's like the worst thing in the world and that feels kind of crazy and it's overwhelming more than like chaotic. And then like through those feelings, once you work through them, it's just like, oh okay, I understand why this happened to me and where I needed to grow like within myself because of these situations.
I'm so happy to hear you talk like this.
Right?
This is so different
from how I feel like I used to be very like, oh, I don't know why this is happening to me. Like,
but you were learning at that time. You were experiencing it.
Yeah, I was not emotionally immature, but I was learning to deal with how big my emotions were because sometimes that was like a lot for me to handle.
And it truthfully takes 2 decades for you to really understand that about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like just a lot of losses, a lot of people just... I guess when things happen that hurt you, that helps you grow the most.
Yeah.
Is what I've learned. I've learned to stop taking it as like, why do people hate me? Or why does the world hate me? The universe is against me. No. The universe is doing this to kind of like advance you in your mindset, in your life, and what you want to go, like where you want to go.
Yeah. And the only way you can really learn something, at least I've like experienced or like understood it as like you have to experience it first, then you learn from it, and then you grow from it. Like it's a 3-step process to it.
Yeah, because it's like easy from an outside perspective to be like to a friend especially like, hey, I think, you know, maybe like trying to help them out, maybe you should handle this in this way, right? Because you're seeing it from the outside.
Yeah.
You could be in the same exact situation, give them advice you're not taking yourself.
Yeah.
Until you're out of that situation, you won't really, you're gonna be like, damn, I should have been taking my own advice. Like,
I'd be doing that a lot.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that it's just like, Lily, do you
listen
hear yourself?
Yourself?
Yes, listen to yourself. Like, and it's, oh my God. I don't know. I feel so, my eyes are open.
Yeah.
It's funny because you said that, like, now you see that I'm like just emotionally intelligent and I care a lot. I feel like more people, like, understood it. Not that, no, I feel like a lot of people know I'm emotional and I'm passionate, but not a lot of people, like, understand, like, the intentions that come with it. Because they're never bad, and I feel like sometimes people can take it as, like, she's so passionate, she's being, like, angry, right? Because I've gotten that before, and it's completely understandable because I'm kind of loud. Like, let's not lie. But at the same time, I wish people understood that me being loud is not me yelling at you. It's more just how passionate I feel about you and how much I care about you.
One thing you said you want to talk about was self-reflection. How do you self-reflect?
So for a while, it was self-isolation. Mm. And I feel like that ended up being like my biggest downfall because of, like, I was telling you, like,
how much time
you spending alone? Yeah. So it's like after like COVID, right? It was really easy for me to like disappear into shows or just like blast music and sing lyrics. And through lyrics, I would be like, damn, you know, like, whoa, I feel that.
That's exactly what Trey said. Like, he like, listened to music and it's like, oh, now I relate. Now I understand.
Yeah.
What I'm
and it's like, you think you relate to this music before, like when it came out, I guess. Right. And then you listen to these songs all over again and it's like,
oh, it has a
wow,
different
like
meaning.
It's completely different.
Yep.
And then I feel like I did that so much that it turned into like a lot of sad songs were like, yeah, I feel that sad too. And then it just started to go into like this spiral of like,
I'm feeling sad.
Feeding
all
your
the time.
Own misery.
Yep.
You feed your own misery when you're alone for too long. And I feel like you have to have a healthy balance of friendships and hanging out with people. Because, you know, before I hated being alone and I loved to hang out with
yeah.
people. And then now it turned into I loved being by myself and I did not want to go out.
It happened to me too.
And then now it's just kind of like, no, reach out to your friends. It's okay to ask for help. Like,
yeah.
It's okay. Like, it's okay. It's okay to feel anxious sometimes. Express it. Like, don't keep that to yourself because that can also, like, you're bottling everything up and you're gonna explode.
How did you get to that point? Like, what made you realize that?
I had a panic attack about a week and a half ago because I was sitting on my couch by myself and I think I put my head down for a second and I feel like all these fears of, like, life and,
just
like,
hit you at once.
Like, you know, childhood stuff, like my dad not being there, my grandfather like a year and a half ago passed, and it's
sorry
like
for your loss.
It's okay. It's okay. That's fine. I've, you know, grown past it. It still hurts sometimes, but it's just like I feel like I never really sit in my sadness, right? I feel like I sit more in my anger and I process my anger more. I hate being sad.
I think we all
all the sadness hit me in at that once. Moment and I felt like I couldn't breathe.
Oh,
and
yeah,
then it was like I called my sister first because I was like, maybe I just need to get something off my chest, right? Like trying to apply all the therapy stuff, didn't work. Called my mom, please come pick me up, didn't work. And then the minute I get back to my grandma's house after I calmed down enough to like take an Uber, because I was not taking the bus that day, no. Like I took an Uber to my grandma's house and then I got there and I just felt like the sense of like, okay, there's people. And it's been so long since I like felt like I wanted people around. I feel like I was trying to maybe hide the worst parts of myself because I was trying to work through it on my own. I didn't want to bother anybody else with it. Once I started asking for help, I realized that my mom felt the same way sometimes. I realized my friends feel the same way sometimes. I went to the doctor and they were like, no, this is normal. You know, you just need to go to therapy. And I'm starting that again soon. So it's like, it was that panic attack that I was just like, I refused to fall into the spiral that I was in when I was a teenager.
That's good. That's really mature of you. Because some people do just kind of sit there and let it like go on, let that spiral continue over and over and over again and kind of don't get out of that.
Repeat the pattern.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it was about that panic attack, but it was just like probably the worst feeling I've ever had of. And I think maybe me being so self-aware now is what made it so much worse. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I can't do this. Like,
yeah.
It's not like I'm not a teenager anymore. I can't like process. No. You're gonna have to get up tomorrow.
Process and fix it.
Yes.
Too.
Like, you're gonna have to get up tomorrow. You're gonna have to go and do something. So, like, after that, I think I've seen my friends 3 times in the past week and all different ones. But before that, did not see not one. Before this whole summer, didn't see not one friend.
Damn.
Until that happened. I've seen 3, and it was a week and a half ago, and I feel like it's been helping. So, it was just a lot. That was a lot of feelings, and I was like, I can't do this by myself right now. I need help. Like, that was big.
How has self-reflection helped you change your perception of yourself?
I feel like before, I didn't realize how angry I was as a person, which is why now I do like to sit in my anger a little bit, because what I do with my sadness now is what I used to do with my anger, and it would just kind of pop off.
Yeah.
And then you remember, like, I used to when I would get upset.
It was a rage.
It was bad.
It was like, hey, guys, let's just leave Lily alone for a little bit.
Because I would, like, it would, tears, like, da-da-da, fuck
yeah.
you. And it was like, nobody could tell me nothing when I was upset. And I'm so glad you understand that and you worked with me through that. God bless your soul. But like, it was, it's like now it's just like, okay, it's not everybody else's fault sometimes that you feel so angry.
Yeah.
Like sometimes, like the self-reflection was like, where do my triggers come from? Why do they come from this? And how can I work on not letting that affect other people? Because my triggers are valid and my feelings are valid. That doesn't mean I should push that onto
to other people.
Yes. So it's like, that's something actually that my sister helped me learn, which is that's weird great. Because she's younger
than
me.
Yeah, I was like, that's crazy, because, but that's great.
Yeah, though. And I think that she learned that through watching me.
I was just going to say, you know? I was like, I wonder if she observed what you were going through and like learned from your lessons and was able to give you advice off the shit that she saw.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, my behaviors are obviously learned behaviors, and our family was a lot more dysfunctional in the past. And I feel like my mom has grown, I have grown, my sister has grown. It's funny, but it's like nice. It's nice to know that like there's still, like the friends that you've had for a long time, we're all growing together.
Yeah.
It feels like not so lonely. Mm-mm. That's also something I struggle with a lot.
Being lonely?
Not or... being, because I can be alone, obviously, but I don't like feeling lonely. Like the feeling of like, I care more about people than they care about me. And I know that that's like intrusive sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
because
yeah.
It's like, we haven't talked in forever. This conversation feels like we talked like last week.
Facts.
But I like that. But then sometimes, like, because I'm so alone, and this is where the self-isolation kind of like,
you're kind of like,
will make you spiral. It's like, oh my God, you see your friends hanging out with other people, and it's just like,
damn,
you don't realize it's because you're isolating yourself. You think it's because they don't want to see you.
Fact.
And it's like, no, you also have to reach out.
I've been going through that all post-COVID. Because, like you said, like during COVID, I got really comfortable being by myself. So I would just stay home all the time. I'd like go to work and go straight home.
Mm-hmm.
And then now I'm like, damn, like I'm not the person going out and asking everybody, hey, what you going, where you gonna be at? Like da 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 da. I'm just like, oh, I'm gonna be to myself and that's it.
Yeah, and I felt like that also kind of like I was a little bit resentful because I felt like I was always asking, like, let's go do this, this, this. And then when I stopped asking, I feel like nobody else asked. Mm. And then I was like, is that me or was that just a COVID thing, you know?
But I think that's also like part of us like getting older is like we have more responsibility. So I think also like, because I had a moment right there where I felt resentful for like people like going out and hanging out.
I don't
out.
Anymore. Obviously, I've grown past
it
was a moment where I was.
But then like, I think at least I realized like, oh, like they also have responsibilities too. So it's like, they're not going out every single
night.
Their
life is not centered around
exactly.
me, you know? And then once, I feel like once that hit, it was just like, okay.
Oh, okay,
let it's me not chill personal.
Out. Yeah.
Then there's times, like sometimes I don't see Priya for like months. I feel like I barely saw her this year, you know? But this year was bad for me. Like, it was, like, not bad, but it was just a lot of, like I said, isolating and kind of, like, dwelling on a lot of bad feelings. Because in my head, that was me processing, when in reality, I was just sitting in my own misery. Mm-hmm. So it was, like, I saw her the other day, like, literally 2 days ago, and it was, like, this feels good, you know? It doesn't feel like... She doesn't hate me.
Yeah.
Like she doesn't.
She's been like traveling and shit, so she's been.
Yeah, she's been on her own journey, which is like I feel like everybody right now in this like age especially, like, if we're just going through it, because even before I saw Priya, I saw some other friends from work that I work with at the school and stuff, and that friendship actually took like a while to come up, like this little friend group that we have, because at first it was very much like, oh, I was a bitch, you know? And then I was like, I'm trying my best to be nice. Am I being a bitch? And then it was like a whole thing. It was kind of like drama at first. And then we like learned each other, like how we ended up learning each other. Once we learned each other,
nothing.
So easy. Perfect, so good. I love these girls. And then we ended up going to the beach and stuff. And it's like, one of them didn't go, which I was so sad. Like, girl, you should have came with us, please. Oh my God, we would have had a time.
Yeah.
But it was literally just talking, like, about how we relate to, like, all these feelings.
That's great.
And I was like, damn, I thought I was alone. And then I was like, okay, cool.
But that's another reason why I do this podcast. Cause I feel like a lot of us don't really talk about these things or, like, don't... Yeah, like, or too scared to share these things with our friends and stuff.
Not embarrassed. I just feel like it's hiding. Like, you really want to hide, like, the darkest parts, like, of your mind, you know? Like, it's not embarrassing, but it's hard to talk about.
But this allows people to, like, relate and be like, oh, okay, like, I can feel comfortable being the person that I am, or, like, understanding, like, what I'm going through is not, like, just something I'm going through. Like, everyone's dealing with this.
Yeah, like, the world isn't happening to you. It's happening for you. Yes. I learned that.
That's a bar.
I love that one. That one is one of my favorite things, because at first I didn't get it. I was like, okay. And then I was like, wait. It's not happening to me. It's happening for me to learn.
Yep.
That for me to, like, for you, you can add whatever you want to it.
Yeah.
For you to grow, for you to learn, for you to be more knowledgeable, emotionally intelligent. It's happening for you.
Yeah.
Ultimately, to be a better person.
Yep.
My perspective on the world. I don't know about y'all.
What was the last realization you made about yourself?
That it's okay to ask for help.
Ooh.
Like, that, I was thinking about that question a lot. And I was like, what is the one that really, like...
stuck?
Yeah. Because it could be, like, oh, that people leave. But that's something that I just genuinely struggle with 24-7 all the time because
and
of how
again,
I
again, like, it's not about you. It's about that person. So when they leave, it's not you.
When people leave, it's not always your fault. And when you can take accountability, you take accountability. And when there's nothing for you to take accountability, maybe just step back, right?
Yeah.
But it's the learning to ask for help. And I feel like maybe I never felt comfortable with asking for help because of the people that I kept in my life. Like friends that I used to have, like the one that I was just telling you about.
Yeah.
I feel like my feelings a lot of the time were invalidated. Mm. Or like I should feel this way or I shouldn't feel this way. And like most times I felt understood. But, like, with certain friends, it was, like, I can't ask you for help because I feel like you won't understand. Or, like, I know the type of response you're going to give me. Mm. So I wouldn't ask for help.
Yeah. You're already deciding, like, they're not going to help me.
Yes. Yes. And so then it's just, like, it's funny because with the people that I was hanging out with more during my self-isolation phase is how I would, like, that's how I would feel about those people. And then now that it's just, like, okay, let me take a step back from those people and kind of start to regrow old friendships that I've had that I know are probably always gonna be there because it's been decades. Like, so it's like, why would they see me as any less of a human being or as somebody that's feelings aren't valid if they saw the worst of me at 19?
Facts.
Y'all saw the absolute worst of me at 19. Like, y'all, when I tell you medicated, like, anxiety, emergency medications, had to run to the bathroom because I, like, guys, it was bad. But like, and it's like, why is it embarrassing for you to ask them for help? Yeah. Ask the right people for help and you won't feel that way.
Yeah. But it's also tough because like when you're going through it, it's like,
you don't know, Yeah. It's also like when you're going through it, you don't know if it's you thinking that your friends are bad or if your friends are actually bad.
Also true.
That's like also something that I struggled with. And then once I stepped back from this person in particular, I felt like,
things were better.
Yeah. And then it was just like, I shouldn't have to beg anybody for a friendship. I shouldn't feel like I have to walk on eggshells around people. That wasn't a me issue. That wasn't me being in my head. That was real.
Yeah.
And that's also another, I struggle with validating my own feelings because I don't hang out with the right people. Like, ask for help from the right people. Probably is a better way to put it.
Has therapy helped you realize anything about yourself?
Yeah, a lot. So I feel like I'm not actively in therapy now. I'm starting again tomorrow. But when I was in therapy, every time she would tell me something, I would feel like attacked.
That
says a lot.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
I'm like, that's interesting.
Yeah. So then it's like, a year or two out of, like, after I moved back in with my mom, mm-hmm. that was when I started to put all that work that I, like, all those things that I learned in therapy, that's when I started to
all
put it into action.
And, stuff.
And it's not that I didn't know. And it was kind of annoying because every time it was just like, she was right. Like, it was so annoying because it was like, I, at that time, hated being wrong. Oh, my God. You know how bad I hate being wrong. Still to this day. But it's better now. Like, now I'll accept it. It's like, okay, fine. I was wrong. Does it hurt my ego? Yes. But, like, it happens.
Yeah.
Before, though, it was just like, how dare you? How dare you even assume that
I'm wrong.
Yeah, like, cause
it's me.
Like, what do you mean? You're telling me how I feel right now. You're telling me that I want to feel miserable. No, and then I sat in it for a while. It's like,
that's funny seeing that to a therapist, because it's like, well, this is my job to identify this stuff.
Yeah, and it's like now it's like thinking like hindsight, right? 2020, like it's like I was putting all of that to work, and it's just like, this actually works. Like, this actually works. And so I feel like what I realize is, like, I am very emotional, but that's okay. Like, I am very angry, but it's that passionate thing that you talked about. It's my emotional intelligence. I feel like I can read somebody like this. Do I always immediately tell them now? No. Because they don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
You know, they could be like, and me also, when I was 19, you know, and just
also, that's what I'm gonna say. Like, they're also on their own journey, so it's like telling them ahead of time is still not gonna help, because they're not gonna realize until after they experience.
You can tell them once. Yeah. I feel like that's my rule. You tell somebody, they ask you for help, you could tell them once, and then if they want to take it, they'll take it, and if they don't, they don't.
Are you proud of the person you've become?
Yeah. In certain aspects, yes. I feel like, of course, I can improve. I feel like we can always improve. But in the sense where, because I'm not going to sit here and say I have complete control over my emotions. Yeah. I don't. And I wouldn't be growing if I said I did. You know, I do not have complete control over my emotions. That is what I am still working on. And that's okay. What I feel like I'm proud of is the fact that I'm so self-aware now. And like, I'm able to talk myself through and just be a little bit more positive than I used to be in the past. Because if I didn't change those parts of myself, I would be in a completely different place right now. And I'm just very proud to say that I no longer want to be miserable. Like, not that I wanted to in the past, but yeah, I kind of wanted to. If I was allowing it, then I kind of wanted it. I was too comfortable in that misery.
Yes.
And I'm not comfortable with it anymore.
Yeah, literally. I'm so like, proud. This is like, you sound so like profound about your own self, bro.
I've done a lot of work. Yeah, like, can you tell the isolation has helped? Yeah, like, it's helped, but also crazy. Like, it's, I've done a lot of like just inner work with myself to just realize like, you have things to work on. That is okay. Can it be somebody else's fault? Yeah, sometimes it's your own fault, but like, either way, at the end of the day, you're the one that's gonna have to work on it. So work on it. Like, just a lot of thought processes. I'm proud of myself.
What are your life goals?
This may sound very cliche, very cliche. To be happy and financially stable.
I mean, cliche, but like, we all need
it. Like, happy and financial, because I feel like you can be financially stable and not happy.
Yeah.
And then you can also be happy and not financially stable.
Yeah.
What I want is both. Like, and whether that be with like a partner and a family, or that be like by myself deciding whether I want to, like, you know, live alone for the, which I doubt I'm going to do, by the way, because I don't know. I love love, but like, that's something about me that hasn't changed. I'm a lover girl.
No, it's funny. So when I was doing the whole, like, how do I describe Lily? I wrote passionate, caring, loving at first. And I was like, I feel like empathetic is the better word. So
Like,
but loving is definitely a big party.
Yeah, it is. But like, I feel like that part of myself, I guard a lot more now because of the fact that.
What you experienced.
I've been hurt, and maybe not as bad as other people. Not that it's a comparing thing, but just my feelings are just so big that when something small happens, I feel it like times 10.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've always been like that. That's just, you know, brain chemistry of mine. Womp, womp. But like, that's also, I'm learning to embrace that. That's, whoa. But like, yeah, I don't know. I want to be just happy and financially stable. Like, and if, I want to go back to school for that. Like, I didn't even want to, you know, I didn't want to freaking go to college. I don't know what school I want to go to. I want to know what I want for my career. It's so weird, because this is why I feel like I'm behind. I'm 23 and I don't know what I want to do. But at the same time,
but I think everyone's in that. Because I'm doing all this, have a job, everything. I still don't know what exactly I
want
to do.
Like, what you want, like, your career for the rest of your... Because when you really think about it, that's heavy.
Yes.
For the rest of my life.
As a kid,
life.
It was like, oh, being a president. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, no.
Like, But at the same time, it's like, that's really heavy stuff.
Yeah.
What do I feel so passionately about that I want to do for the actual rest of my 5 days a week for 40 years?
And go through the ups and downs of it too.
And it's just like, what is worth? What
all
is
of that.
Yes. And it's just like, I don't, I think what I like is like stuff like this, like the creative stuff. And like, I love singing and like, you know, dancing and stuff and all that. And it's just like, I feel like I haven't embraced that part of myself in years. And that's what I'm going to start to do now, because of the whole self-isolate, like I have not been.
Yeah.
But like, it's like even baking and stuff. I used to do baking, and then it's like, fuck it. I might go to culinary school, you know?
Fuck it, try
like,
it. Yeah.
And dude, I was on the couch at 9 years old, the Food Network channel, cookie championship. Like, and I was like, no, she should have won. And I was like, dang, those cookies look so good. All through high school, I was baking. And then it stopped.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I really enjoyed that. I enjoy singing. Can I make a career off of that? Probably not. I'm not the greatest.
I mean, so, but you can still try, though.
Yeah, I can go to vocal lessons and stuff like that. And it's just like, that's something I've been thinking about. But it's like, at the same time, I'm not pushing myself. Like, I'm not getting a second job so I can fund my hobbies, you know?
Yeah.
Which is like, I'm also not helping myself by not doing that. Like, yes, is it going to take more work? Is that what I want my career to be? Having two jobs so that I can fund my hobbies type of thing? Like,
literally what I'm doing.
Like, that's, I'm thinking, I've been thinking about this so heavy. You don't even know. Like, I've been thinking about it, like, so bad. Like, it's just like, sometimes I just want to hop in front of a camera and just talk.
Honestly, like, obviously it starts off like being hard and stuff, but like now I'm so comfortable doing it. So it's like, just the more you do it, the more comfortable you become.
I mean, I do this by myself. I just never post anything. Like,
I'm not gonna lie, that's probably the hardest part, is actually hitting posts. Yes.
The post, hitting posts. Because, you know, I used to post on my Instagram stories a lot. And just talk, advice of the day, whatever. I love doing that. I don't know. After once I started putting myself in isolation, I started getting embarrassed, I guess.
Probably got insecure about it.
Yeah, and then it's just like, why?
And the spiral happens. And then
that, yes. And then I was like not able to get myself out. And so it's like, now I'm out and it's just like, fuck it, I might start posting again. Like, and it always starts small for me, like with the stories and stuff. Because I did used to go live once upon a time ago. Like, whoa. I like, that's still crazy to me that I think about it, because like, me going live now. But like, nobody really cares that much. Like, if you really think, like, whoever likes it will watch it, and whoever does it will go tap.
That's exactly what I have to like tell myself when I'm doing this stuff. It's like, sometimes I'm like at home, look at the views, like, no, they're not high, they're not high, they're not high. But I'm like, it's not really about that. It's about me like getting my like outletting my creativity, my
connecting to people that relate.
Yeah.
And I feel like, okay, well, I feel like one day you're gonna blow up. I don't give a fuck. Especially with this
I hope
one.
So.
Especially with this like this little one right here. You did your big one.
Thank you.
This is something not, I don't feel like a lot of people put out content like this. Like,
yeah, and that's another reason why I did it, because I'm like, a lot of people our age, they're like doing like the balloon challenge and all like the silly Instagram stuff,
like,
and stuff.
Challenges whatever. Are fine, but I feel like that was so middle school, high school of us, you know? And I feel like, can we grow as a society and talk about like real things?
On age. Mm-hmm. And I look and I go around sometimes and I hang out with other people that are my age and they're just kind of just selfie. I'm just like, dude, like, oh my god, like, can we talk about like the political and economic state of the world right now?
Like, even if I don't blow up tomorrow, next year, whatever, like, this stuff is always gonna be there, and it's gonna resonate
with someone. Exactly. Yes, it's gonna resonate with somebody.
I'd rather put out something that's like gonna have substance 10 years from now rather than something that's popping for a month or two. How will you use your own self-discoveries to accomplish your life goals?
I feel like remembering to stay positive is the main thing
for me. I was like, you want to be happy, so like, how are you?
Yeah, so it's like, I was actually having a conversation about this last night, funny enough, with somebody where it was like, they said that they, like, used to be like, I'm gonna choose to be happy, and so they were happy, and they find it a little bit more difficult now. And I felt like the same way. And then, just obviously, like I said, this past week has been like when I tell you, eye-opening. Like, I didn't know a week could make such a difference. Like, I had no idea that I would, usually this would take me like a few months.
Yeah.
No, within a week, bitch, turn it around, like, let's go. I, like I said, saw negativity in somebody, I'm gonna step back. I'm sorry, I don't need that. I'm choosing myself and my happiness. And it's been working out great. You do choose to be happy.
Yeah.
You do choose to be happy. And I feel like, yes, it gets harder as you get older.
Yeah.
Because life. Like, whatever the hardest thing is that you went through, my sister told me this. My sister's so wise. I love her. She is so wise. I love her. But my sister said, she was like, the hardest thing that you've gone through is the worst thing that you have gone through. And the hardest thing that I have gone through is the worst thing that I have gone through. Those feelings are equivalent to each other, even though they're not the same situation.
Nah, what the? That's a bar. That's,
y'all.
How old is she now? 20?
21.
Oh my God.
Yo, guys, we used to call my sister Lily's sister.
Yeah.
Lily's sister.
She's a grown adult now.
Yeah, she's grown. But that's obviously crazy. You know, she has these perspectives, and I feel like you can have certain perspectives at that age. Yeah. But then as you grow, you have other, like, super eye-opening. Like, everybody has their own set of realizations, yeah. I feel like, before that 25 mark.
Yeah.
Like, whatever it is that you have learned before 25, you have learned and you will stick with that. But what you haven't is going to hit you like this right before. I don't know. I feel like that, like, hopefully not too bad with my sister because she knows how to, like, handle herself or whatever. But a little bit better than me. I do not envy her, but I wish I was kind of like her more in that sense, where yeah. It's just like,
I mean, she's still gonna go through it because life, but like,
she handled it.
She'll be more prepared.
Yes,
sure.
Yes. So it's like, now I'm just trying to, like, we used to fight a lot more, me and my sister. Like, she used to annoy me bad, but it was because she would try to help me, like my therapist.
And you're like, no, I'm not wrong.
Yeah, and so I just would refuse, because like I said, I hate being misunderstood.
Yeah.
I hate,
everyone does, yeah.
And I feel like for me, I don't know what it is, I feel like I gotta yell in somebody's face. The minute, it's like, no, you're not hearing me. And it's like, no.
No, we hear you.
They hear you, they just have a different point.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, okay, I get it now. And it's like, now it's like with my sister, like, we'll have like moments where it's like, no, but that's not what I said, and da-da-da-da. But then it's just like, there would be this, like, one really intense moment where she'd be like, da-da-da-da, and I'd be like, and then it'd be like, oh. I'd be like, okay, I see where you're coming from. And then we tried to, like, the last time it happened was, like, we went to Puerto Rico recently. I don't know if you saw that. That was so fun. I loved it. But I think the realization almost hit me right before I left.
Mm.
If I'm being honest with
yeah,
you.
I'm like,
yeah, yeah.
Right before vacation is crazy.
Oh my God. I had to really just like, you're going to enjoy this vacation no matter
yeah,
what.
Yeah, I'm like, you're on a plane like, oh, fuck.
No, it was while I was like, right before I started to pack.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what happened. I just cried. I cried for like 2 hours. And then I was like, no, I gotta be fine in 5 minutes. I gotta pack. We're gonna go to Puerto Rico. I come back, and like a day and a half later is when it happened. So it was like, it was bound to within.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I felt it coming. I just didn't want to admit it until it actually happened. And I was like, no, I gotta go and get help again. I gotta, like, not that I don't know what to do without therapy, but maybe I can use therapy to help me stay consistent on, like, keeping those patterns alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I just need an outlet, you know, because sometimes I do feel alone. Therapy helps me not feel so, like, I'm crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that's a big thing. I feel crazy.
I mean, and that's really the purpose of therapy. Like, obviously, like, they can help you work through stuff, but it's also, like, allowing you to outlet your emotions, your feelings, your thoughts on certain things.
Yeah, like, I feel like when you talk about it, you're able to see something a little bit differently. Because when you're in your own head, it's like, you make your own conclusions. Then when you talk to other people, you get outside perspectives. It's just like, oh, I never saw it that way. And it's like, me learning that I hated being misunderstood helped me try to understand everybody else a lot better.
And I also think talking to people, like, it allows you to hear yourself. Because, like, when you're in your head, like, it's just literally in your head. But when you're just vocalizing what you're saying,
you kind of realize sometimes how insane you sound.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm crazy.
Like, if... And I think that's also another thing. You don't like to talk about people because you're in denial.
Yeah.
You're in denial about the things that you don't want to admit about yourself.
Yes.
Like, I didn't want to admit that. Do you think I wanted to tell people, like, oh, I go to work and then I come back home and I sit there?
No, you don't.
Like, that's not fun to tell anybody. Yeah. Because it's like, oh, well, why do you... why do you do that? Because I have to think.
Yeah.
What? Like, whoa. Like, and then even me saying this out loud right now, like, I don't even think I've said it out loud, like in that way, the way that I just said it. But, like, that's literally what it was. And I didn't want to, like...
acknowledge that?
Yeah. It's like, girl, you're literally sitting in your own misery. You're feeding it. You're feeding it by just not even asking for help, not talking to anybody else about it. Like, you'll talk about it like, yeah, I'm okay. What I would say was, I'm tired. Tired of what? Right?
That's great. I do the same shit.
Like, I'm tired. I'm not tired, but I'm tired.
Yes.
Like,
you're exhausting yourself because you're putting yourself through all that misery. And
misery loves company. Even if that own company is, like, your own thoughts. Like, it's crazy. You could be miserable sometimes. Just don't sit in it, you know? And I feel like I've heard that so much in this past year. And I was like, I don't. Girl, you do. Like, you do. You definitely, like... sit there and like just I don't feel bad for myself, but it's more like me trying to analyze every single thing that happens is taking up too much of my time to the point where it's just like I'm not working really on anything. You know, stop trying to analyze why everything happens and start trying to like work on how to stop things like that from happening,
or even like improve on things that you can't improve on. Like, don't try to change things that you can't
focus
really
on what you can control. And I'm saying all these things like this is another moment right now. I'm having another moment where it's like, fuck, she was right. Because it's like everything that we're talking about right now is everything that this bitch used to tell me in therapy. And now I'm sitting here like,
damn,
I'm just right. I'm just literally repeating what this bitch said to me. Like, I'm stealing her words right now. No, like, no, you actually just finally came to realize this.
Yeah.
But like, I am realizing like slowly, she was right about absolutely everything. Like,
she's a therapist.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't want to say her name.
Yeah.
I almost did. like, but yeah, I'm sorry to that girl. So sorry to that girl. Like, you know, so sorry to that man. So sorry to that woman. Like, I feel like I gave her hell.
But I mean, not only is like it's part of her job, but it's like she also helped you, right? She gave you tools for you to realize these things about yourself. So it wasn't like you're stealing her words, like you're using her tools.
Yes, maybe it didn't happen in the moment, like while I was in therapy.
You were collecting the tools. You didn't realize it, but you were collecting the tools.
Go brain.
Yep.
Big brain. Like, it's what an amazing thing to realize, like, you're in charge of your own, like, happiness.
Yeah.
You know? Because I was like letting so many things and so many other people like affect that.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's okay to like acknowledge that people hurt you.
Yeah.
But like, don't blame
others.
Your like constant misery on everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, that's on you after a certain point.
If you can give advice to your younger self, what would you say?
You're gonna be okay.
I felt that.
Because I feel like for, like, talking about therapy and even thinking back, like, I remember this one particular session that I had with her where I was, like, so, like I said, tired, right? Just tired. I don't know. This was one of those points where I felt like how I did a week ago. But, like, obviously at the time I was a teenager, so I wasn't really actively, trying to, like, I was just like, eh.
Feeling.
Yes. And so I asked her and I told her. First I told her, I was like, I just want to be okay, right? Am I ever going to be okay? And it was like, even me asking that, you can tell like I was waiting for the world to help me be okay. And now it's just like, you're in charge of that yourself. Nobody's going to be there more for you than you are.
Yes.
And you will be okay. Like, you're going to realize that and you're going to be okay. Just like, just stick by you. Just stick by you. You know, stand by you. You're the only person you've got. And not that you don't have other friends, but like,
you understand yourself better than others.
Way better, yeah. And it's like, don't self-isolate. That's not the advice I'm giving her. I'm saying she will be okay if she stands by her, on her own. She's gonna learn to stand on her own. She's gonna be okay. Like, I will be okay. And still, I have to tell myself that every day. Like, that's why that's something that I have to tell little me. Middle school me, high school me. Like, you're gonna be okay. Like, you're gonna be okay. That's very big for me. I don't know.
I love that.
Yeah.
thank you for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I love these combos.
If you guys enjoyed this episode, make sure you leave a like down below, comment on any of these questions or any of these thoughts that you have from this episode, and subscribe to the channel. I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.